Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. What up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 374 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business-related questions 5 days a week. All right, here's today's question from Adrian.
Hey, Pat. My name's Adrian Cook, and I've got a podcast which is called Your Daily 10-Minute Meditation Podcast. I've been a student and teacher of meditation for a number of years now. And I just want to firstly say thank you for all you do. It's so insightful and informative. My question to you is, I've been doing quite well in the downloads, but I'm halfway through, I think, what is my 2 month new and noteworthy section. What happens at the end of new and noteworthy after you've gone past your 2 months? How do they categorize you on a permanent basis? Thanks, Pat. I think you're absolutely awesome.
Hey, Adrian, thank you so much for the question, and I appreciate all the kind words. It's interesting. New and noteworthy is an amazing opportunity for new podcasters. Most podcasts that come out that have decent quality audio and great cover art are featured in the new and noteworthy section in iTunes for the category that they're in. And if it's doing really well and the numbers are great, typically you'll get in the new and noteworthy section, at least for a brief period of time on the homepage, or at least for the whole of iTunes, which is pretty cool. And that's happened for a couple of my podcasts. And it definitely does give you a jump in the numbers. And it provides a great opportunity for new podcasts, even those who don't have an audience already, to get a lot of exposure, a lot of downloads, and a lot of great things can happen out of that. However, as you've pointed out, and a lot of people know, new and noteworthy only lasts so long. So it is currently still an 8-week period when you are featured in new and noteworthy. And within that 8 weeks, you are often featured on the homepage or the front page or the top listings of new and noteworthy for your category, or, like I said, potentially on the main podcasting, general category, or the overall category. But then you fluctuate in and out of being featured on the top or being featured on the lower lists. And on the desktop version, people have to open to see all of the new and noteworthy to be able to find you sometimes if you're not featured on the first, 5 or 6, depending on the size of a person's screen. Or on the iPhone, they'll have to scroll down a little bit further to find you if you're not on the top 7 or 8. But again, it's still a great opportunity, but it does end. And it does end. And for a lot of people, it ends a lot of the happy feelings that they have during that period, because if things aren't put into place beforehand, I mean, most people will see a sudden drop in their numbers. Like, if you're looking at a line graph, it's a cliff, and it just falls because there's no more exposure. And if their shows aren't if your show hasn't gone into any sort of rankings for particular categories, it's going to be hard to find you. Now, you could still be found through SEO, through the keywords related to your particular podcast show or your podcast episodes, but that exposure that happens in new and noteworthy, when that goes away, you know, a lot of people are going to have a hard time finding you unless you do a few things. For one, you should obviously start building your, hopefully, your email list and a way to be able to share with potential subscribers or new subscribers that new shows are coming out. So hopefully you've had a lot of people subscribe to your show so that even when you are out of New and Noteworthy, people who love your show can still continue to get it. And you can remind them even further through something like an email list or something where they come back to your site. Hopefully you have a site set up where you can then collect more information about them and deliver even more value to them. And like I said, the email list is very important, especially for podcasters, I feel, and that's definitely underutilized for most podcasts, the email list, that is. Another thing you could do is to make sure, especially when that eight-week period is coming to an end, and hopefully you'd be keeping track of that, or around the time of when you know it would potentially be, you know, you'd be getting off of that feature, is to then really crank really hard on getting subscribers, rankings, ratings, and downloads all in that short period of time. So obviously you want all that to happen as much as possible, but even more so when you are about to jump off of New and Noteworthy, make a big deal out of it. Not, you know, I wouldn't say, oh guys, I'm not going to be New and Noteworthy anymore. I wouldn't say that, but I would say, hey guys, we have a great episode coming up. This is episode number 12 or whatever it might be. And you're going to want to subscribe. You're going to want to download this. And we're actually running a little contest and blah, 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 and doing all these incentives and giving as much attention to your audience as possible to take action on those things, because those are the factors, the ratings, the reviews, the downloads and subscribes. Those are the factors that determine your ranking in your particular category. Now, what category are you in after that? Well, it's based on the category that you chose for your podcast. So if you use something like FeedBurner, you would see that you would be able to choose a primary category, business, and subcategories, marketing and management, careers, whatever subcategory that is, that's the one that you would be most prominent in and be in the rankings for, although you can on your subcategories be able to rank on those as well. So that's where you would be categorized. Now, there is also another section called What's Hot, or Hot Podcast, or What's Hot. And those are ones that seem to be getting a lot of legs during that period of time. I don't know. Nobody knows exactly how that's calculated. I pop in there every once in a while, and there's no particular reason. It could potentially be just more downloads than other shows in a certain time period, or it could be more subscribers or ratings. Whatever the case may be, you should always be trying to get as many ratings, reviews, subscribes, and downloads as much as possible. But like I said, before you get off of New and Noteworthy, make a big deal out of it, make an event, give incentive, run a little contest if you want to get as many of those as possible. And that works really well to increase your rankings. That's obviously something you should be doing when you launch, but even when you get out of New and Noteworthy, you can do that too. And you can do that anytime, really. If you've been out of New and Noteworthy for ages, you can continue to do that. And I do that every once in a while. When I have a special guest coming on, I make a big deal out of it, somebody who's well-known like Tim Ferriss or Gary Vaynerchuk, I'll make a big deal out of it, and I'll make sure people subscribe and maybe have a few bonuses that people can get, a bonus video that people can download if they subscribe, or some incentive, a contest. One thing that me and Chris Ducker did when we launched our One Day Business Breakthrough podcast is for a week, we gave away a t-shirt every day to a random reviewer who would review the show. We would give away a t-shirt. We would have them take a screenshot of their review and rating before they hit publish or submit, because it takes a while for those to get up there. And plus, it makes it easier depending on what people's countries they're from. It's easier for you to track if you have people take a screenshot and then send a tweet to you using a particular hashtag for the contest. That's what we did. And it made it easier to track no matter what country people were from. And also it was able to just create a list in TweetDeck with that hashtag and then be able to just find somebody at random, use a random number generator to do that. And so you could do that, but that worked really well to get us literally in close to the top 10 in all podcasts, let alone the top bit, one of the top business podcasts at that time. So it works. It works really well. But at the end of New and Noteworthy, you're going to lose a lot of exposure. So do your best to get exposure. The What's Hot, that's kind of up to Apple, but just focus on those ratings, reviews, subscribers, and downloads in a short period of time to launch above everybody else who's in those rankings and try to get in the top 10, hopefully even higher, top 5 for those particular categories that you have set yourself in, depending on what podcast host or service you're using or plugin or what have you. everybody has a different way of doing it. And so check out to see what category you're in, see what other shows are there and you're competing with, and do your best to rank above them. And then you'll get that exposure. And honestly, the exposure you get from the rankings is even better than the new and noteworthy because it's social proof. If you're the fifth ranked meditation podcast, that's amazing. Or self-help podcast. I mean, that says a lot. It means people are consuming it and people are leaving ratings and reviews and people see that. I would also make sure that you have all the other foundational parts in place, like good cover art. Your show name is intriguing. Your cover art does stand out amongst all the other people in that particular ranking and the space that you're in. Your description is not only keyword filled, but also written for humans and very enticing and very compelling for people to subscribe. And also some of your shows, you know, make sure you hook people in that first minute, and the calls to actions at the end, you keep them to a minimum of one or two, a maximum of two, but also having that call to action to take action and leave those ratings and reviews to get, you know, that exposure on those category rankings, which is really, really important. And then again, like I said, having that email list to increase those is just going to help you even more. So, Adrian, I hope that helps you out and gives you some actionable tips for you as you approach the end of New and Noteworthy. Hopefully I caught you in time. And if not, you can always just have an upcoming episode be a big deal and get that rankings and those ratings and reviews in time for that. So wishing you all the best, and thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I'll have to check out your podcast because meditation has been something that's on my mind. I see what I did there. That was dumb. But it's something I've been doing a lot over the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing for me, and hopefully other people will check it out too. So thank you so much. I really appreciate it. We're going to send an Ask Pat t-shirt your way for having your question featured here on the show. For those of you listening, if you have a question you'd like potentially featured here on the show, all you have to do is head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there on that page. Thank you so much for your time and attention today. I really appreciate it, and I love serving you guys through this episode or through this show. And to finish off, as we always do, here's a quote from Richard Branson, who was our quote from yesterday as well. But one more to finish off the week, and he said in this one, a business has to be involving, it has to be fun, and it has to exercise your creative instincts. And that's why I love podcasts, because it allows you to do that. You could do whatever you want for your podcast. So with your podcast, wishing you the best of luck. Check out the Smart Podcast Player at smartpodcastplayer.com. Love you guys. Cheers. Bye. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. In this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.